And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. With me as always is Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Hello, Jo.
And Sally Obermeter. Lovely to see you as well.
Hello and happy Sunday.
Thanks, well, and happy World Kindness Day. I know that we do mark a lot of special days on the show, but I love World Kindness Day because kindness for me, it's one of my deeply held values. Mm. It's so important.
Who brought you your coffee this morning?
Oh, well, Gerald, we
this
do
my
share
first
that around.
But
virtue signalling over there.
Today was a special day, and Sally, if it was any consolation, I nearly bought one for you, but
GQ, I'll hold you to that next time.
I went close.
Next time I see you.
Righto.
Yes, but how lovely is kindness? It's not hard to do, but sometimes we have to remind ourselves. We get caught up in the madness and the stress of life, and we don't slow down enough to just stop and be kind.
Kindness, I think, has that double sort of whammy, isn't it? It's like you're giving something to someone else, but actually the other upside of kindness is you feel better.
Yes.
It's such a feel-good thing for you, and it costs nothing.
No.
That's right.
And how about we be kind on the roads?
Oh, let's I couldn't agree there. More, yes. But if every Australian has this for a fact, if every Australian performed an act of kindness today, we would have around 25 million acts of kindness in one day. How about that? And I think that that would have a knock-on effect that would just change, lift the mood.
Completely
in this country,
agree.
It would be lovely. So later on, we're going to be talking about acts of kindness and we'll come up with some ideas for you. And perhaps you would like to share your acts of kindness. We would love that. 131-873 is our number. But before that, we're going to be talking wound management with Sarah Sage, a clinical nurse consultant in wound management at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. She's going to tell us what types of wounds there are, what to do for them, and what you should have in your first aid kit should something happen, some kind of mishap. And I have to say, Gerald, until you or someone you know experiences a wound and knows that it's hard to manage, it can be life-changing and quite debilitating, can't it?
And it's a great source of anxiety as well. When you think, right, we've got someone perhaps bleeding somewhere, I'll just go and get something to stop that. And, of course, you go to your first aid kit and there's nothing there.
Mm.
So having, you know, it sounds trite, but having a specific area where you've got some elementary things that can be used, particularly if you've got children in the house, makes sense. So it'll be interesting chatting with Sarah later on.
But the ongoingness of a wound that won't heal as well.
A lot of those, particularly people with diabetes and having ulcers on their legs. We've got a long way to go to really bring those under control, and they should never, ever be neglected.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And I think you're so right, GQ. It's only when you have it that you realise, like somebody has a wound, that you think, I don't actually have anything here at home that's right for this. Mm. You know, as you're saying that, I thought, hang on, if I had that at my house, I don't have a kit as such to help anyone.
Mm. So that would be a really wonderful talk with Sarah Sage. Also, naturopath Victor Tabala is back to talk about the benefits of holistic medicine to support our liver. And Gerald, I don't know how often you've used dry shampoo, but
look, it's not part of my beauty repertoire, but I think we will find out some interesting details about dry shampoos and how they've changed. Many years ago, they were just the sort of thing that people used more from a cosmetic perspective, but they actually have some very handy uses in other ways as well, and we'll explore those later on.
I'll tell you what, dry shampoo, it changed my life. I'm not exaggerating.
Really?
Oh, yes. I won't stop down and tell you about that story because that's boring. But we're going to learn about the interesting story behind its creation as well. As I always say, 131-873 is our number. We would love you to give us a call with any questions to support your health, whether it's what to eat, what to take, how to alleviate a symptom, whatever it might be. And on this World Kindness Day, what act of kindness have you been the beneficiary of lately? Give us a call. We'd love to hear. Let's spread the kindness here on House of Wellness. 131-873 is the number. Next up, learning the basics of wound management.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't quite keto on the go? Turn to Lukaku Keto Meal Replacement Shakes from Chemist Warehouse, a clean, nutritious shake that's low in sugar and carbs to support ketosis. It's packed with probiotics, prebiotics, vitamins and minerals, and no artificial sweeteners. Make keto quick, easy and tasty with Lukaku Keto Meal Replacement Shakes. Only $49.95 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Lukaku Keto Meal Replacement Shakes for $49.95 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions you might have. But first, the managing of wounds can come in many forms depending on just how serious your wound might be and what has caused it. And joining us on the line is Sarah Sage, a clinical nurse consultant at the Royal Melbourne Hospital's Chronic Wound Management Service. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Look, I know it's a simple question, but what classifies as a wound and what types of wounds are there? Because is it just a matter of cutting yourself, or how does this occur?
Well, look, I've specialised in it for a long time, so I would say it's not always that simple. But yeah, look, a wound, we define a wound as any break in the skin on your body. So it could be a cut, it could be a scratch, a knock or a trauma is what you're talking about there. It could be a surgical incision, or it could be a wound that just occurs. You don't know what happened. You can't pinpoint what happened. And that can often be because of some underlying health concern that you might not be aware of. So some inflammatory conditions, some vascular conditions can cause those as well. So usually when you've got a wound, it's a sign there's something else we need to worry about, unless there was a clear knock or trauma.
Sarah, there's different phases of wound healing, aren't there? Can you talk us through those?
Yeah, so there's generally considered four phases, and they tend to overlap. But the simplest way of thinking about them is hemostasis, which happens in the first seconds to minutes, really. And that's just when, you know, if you cut yourself, you get blood, and that's to help create a scab and to clot it. And it brings all the white blood cells and all the growth factors in there to help heal that wound. The second phase is inflammation, and that creates a leakiness in the vessels. And again, that's to allow proteins, growth factors, or immune antibodies to come in and sort of deal with the wound to prevent any infection and to help start healing it up and treating it up. The third phase of the inflammation phase happens from a few minutes to a few days. So that's why your new wound, it might be a little bit hot and sore for a couple of days. Then it tends to settle. That's when you're in that maturation phase, and that's where the body's getting rid of all those initial scarring and that scabby, not quite quality, and it's sort of remodeling that and trying to break that down and put some actual scar tissue in to keep that sealed off. And the fourth phase goes from about 28 days until maybe a year, depending on how large the wound is and how deep the wound is. And that's where it's changing the alignment of the new collagen fibres in the skin, and that's where the scar might soften, it might change colour, usually becomes less obvious if you've had a scar. That sort of thing happens then.
Sarah, there's such a range of, we say wound, but it can be just a simple scratch going all the way through to a diabetic leg ulcer that just will not heal. If we could look at something topical at the moment, which is mosquitoes. Now, they're rife, they're in the news, all sorts of things. But have you got some suggestions of what we could keep in a first aid kit for that child who perhaps wakes up in the morning because there's been a single mosquito in the bedroom, or they've been out late in the afternoon and you've got bites, particularly on the face, where you don't want to scratch the tops off? What do we put on? If the tops do come off, how can we get the healing process to happen more quickly?
I'm just going to put out there, I don't treat children a lot in my practice. I deal with older adults. So.
Fine. Let's pretend it's an older adult who's been out enjoying a barbecue who suddenly, they're in a better state, didn't realise they were being bitten.
Yeah. So obviously the first thing is to try and always prevention is better than cure. But if you are bitten, sometimes a topical antiseptic might be a nice start just to make sure that you don't get any infection. Mm-hmm. And depends on what you prefer to use and what if people have allergies. I usually use an iodine-based solution for myself.
Yep.
And then sometimes there are some solutions that reduce itching, so they can be really helpful for people topically. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the anti-itching washes can be good, as well as the topical preparations like calamine as mm-hmm. well.
Yes.
Very old-fashioned, but they do work quite well.
Yes.
And then sometimes even products that might have a little bit of anaesthetic in them, some little creams or gels that have anaesthetic, might stop people sort of being agitating them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get those at pharmacies as well. So I use them a lot in practice.
Good.
Sarah, what if you know, there's a wound and you've dressed it, you've helped it along, but it doesn't seem to be healing. When do you know if you should take it further?
Okay. So, well, generally speaking, if you've got any concern, I think if you're concerned, it's always best to seek out a health professional. And, you know, no one's going to be worried if you bring something to it. Like, everyone's going to be happy that you've raised it, and we just make sure that everything's okay. Generally speaking, 28 days is when we look at a chronic wound because it's gone through those initial first three phases of healing. It's still not, like, sort of finished. You've still got a bit of a scab or there's still something not quite right there. That's when you definitely want to see someone if you can. But even if you're concerned at week one, like it just doesn't look right, you know, maybe it's still persistently red, it's sore, the redness is getting larger, definitely see your GP earlier because it could be that you're developing a local infection and you just might need a little bit more advanced treatment than what you can do over the counter.
And what should I have in my first aid kit at home? Firstly, I should get a first aid kit.
That's a start.
But what should I have in that?
So things might also vary for age a little bit. So if you have children, you might want to have a few different things. Or if you've got, you're an older person, when you get older, your skin becomes more sensitive and delicate. You're more prone to what we call skin tears. So removing adhesive tapes can cause trauma and additional wounds. So what you want is you want some sort of sterile pads to absorb any fluid or exudate that's coming out of the wound. And you want a product that isn't going to cause any trauma on removal.
So a non-stick one, Sarah, that sort of thing.
Yeah, non-stick ones for sure. So it might depend on what you've got access to and if you've seen someone. So in my practice, we use a lot of silicone mm-hmm. products mm-hmm. because they're still tacky and they'll help, you know, that you won't need five pairs of hands to hold them in place while you put them on someone's leg or arm.
Yes.
But when they're removed, they don't cause any trauma. Mm. But if that's not what you have, but you have non-stick other types of pads, that would be great.
Sarah,
so just have those on hand, yeah.
There'll be people listening this morning who are struggling with this word chronic. At what stage, if you've got, say, something on your lower leg, and let's add further, you have diabetes, so you're aware that you need to take care, but it's so many of these people can just bump that area and off it goes again. Have you got some suggestions, some hints? How far do you take it if you think something's not healing within a reasonable amount of time, say your 28 days?
Yeah, I think if you're worried for any reason to see your GP, because at least they can direct you to the right service.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to be unhappy that you've come and checked in at all.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely 28 days because we would expect to see progress at that point. But again, if you've got a health concern or you've had previous health concerns, it's worth raising it. So, if you've got diabetes, it's a classic one. You've had leg swelling a lot in the past. A lot of people, as they get older, have had some chronic swelling in their lower legs. And so those people might need a little bit more because they might need a bit of compression to help with their leg healing, for example.
But if you can't get to the doctor, try your pharmacist.
Absolutely. And actually, it's really interesting because all of the people in the team that I work with, we've all done postgraduate trainee, and the trainee is done at the School of Pharmacy.
Yes, there you go.
There you go.
Be with Jeffrey Sussman, probably.
Mm-hmm. Pharmacy is well integrated with that process. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah. I think what we're taking away from that too is just don't soldier on. Like, it's not a thing to ignore because obviously I think the body is miraculous in how it's able to heal, but sometimes it can't.
Yeah. Just got to help along.
Absolutely. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
You have a great Sunday. And do keep your calls coming, 131 873. We would love to hear from you if you have any questions to support your health. After the break, the story behind a beauty icon.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get chlorine dry shampoo with oat milk, 150 ml for $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings. happens every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeier. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Our number is 131 873. Give us a call with any questions. Hi there, Jill in Geelong.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Just wondering if you would tell the listeners the correct procedure for first aid for burns.
Depends on the sort of burn, Jill, because a water burn is different than an oil burn, and it all depends how many layers have been damaged for whatever the cause of that burn was. So the first thing to do is to just to check to see how damaged the skin is. Cooling a water burn down is always a good idea. The experts recommend holding it under cold running water for a while. If it's an oil burn, it is potentially serious, and burns like that that penetrate different layers of skin need to be seriously treated, checked either at a hospital or at your doctor's surgery. So, again, it depends. And as our nurse Sarah said, prevention's the best way to cure. So you've just got to minimise your risk of burns. But have, Sarah suggests, some sort of perhaps if it's a water burn, if the skin's broken, just be careful of infection. And it's just a matter of just nurturing. Whether in the same sort of treatment as a graze. If its skin's broken, we've got to get it back together. And there's also important to be careful of what you eat, because the circulation to that area is also important.
I think also, GQ, like if you have a burn and you need medical help, like I spilled a coffee on myself maybe about a year ago now down my throat and I needed an ambulance. That's also, and I actually was kind of procrastinating, like I was in the shower and I was like, oh, I don't need it. But actually your throat can constrict and close if you get a burn in a certain area. So also please ask for medical assistance if you need it.
Well, keep your calls coming, 131 873. We'll get to more calls in just a moment. But first, I'm not overstating it when I say that dry shampoo changed my life, right? I was doing breakfast radio at the time. Mm-hmm. I was very tired and very busy. And just to have this thing in a bottle, this beauty lifesaver that made me feel like I wasn't quite such a hot mess all the time. Really, I can't tell you, but it has been a staple on the hair care landscape for more than 50 years now. And you might be surprised by its origins. Joining us online is Janice McNicholas, a training manager for the beauty industry, to talk about this hair care icon that is having a resurgence. Hello, Janice.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Look, I understand the dry shampoo was a creation thought up some 50 years ago with actually hospital patients in mind.
Yes, our first dry shampoo was launched in 1971 in France. It was developed by a pharmacist for assisting bedridden hospital patients to keep their hair clean without water. And it was done using a gentle plant-based formulation that was kind to the scalp as it was to the environment.
Oh, I love the origins of this product. I think it's so beautiful. And it's having a massive resurgence, dry shampoo, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely a time saver, and it's been especially good for all those Teams meetings that we've been having over the past 2-3 years where you didn't need to wash your hair for that meeting, but you just needed something quick and easy that would make you look and feel good.
Janice, how handy is it for people who perhaps might have had some sort of procedure on their scalp, which might have meant shaving some hair away on their scalp, so therefore they can't let the area get wet? They've got to protect it. Is that the sort of thing that a dry shampoo of quality, bearing in mind, how much better are they now than back in the old days when they just weren't probably as cosmetically acceptable as they are today? But for someone who's got any issue with their scalp, ideal?
Absolutely. We do have a few dermatologists who actually do recommend dry shampoo, especially for, using in between those times where they cannot get their scalp wet. So, yes, you can use it for that. So it does have a bit of a medical indication. We can also use it just for travel, heading to the races, hot dates, etc. So it really is an essential tool for anyone who really wants to look good and feel great within 2 minutes. So it definitely has that.
Oh, I like the idea of a hot date. It's been a while since I've had a hot date, but okay. I want to ask you, Janice, obviously before the pandemic, a lot of us washed our hair kind of every day, particularly before you went to work or whatever. But is it actually a good idea to wash your hair that often, to shampoo that often?
Yes, you know, You wash your hair as often as you would like, but you know, for us, it's actually great to use something in between. It's no secret that, you know, when it comes to shampooing, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. So avoiding a daily wet shampoo helps prolong color-treated hair. It does have benefits for the environment for saving water, as well as also maintaining hair's natural oils and preventing dryness and breakage.
Janice, I was looking at your range, deciding which one was appropriate for my travel kit. How many products are there in this range of dry shampoos?
We have four, and they're all plant-based or plant-powered products. We have an oat milk, which is a cult classic. It'll add some texture for you, Gerald. Softening. It'll soften and protect the hair too. And we also have other variations, including nettle, which is great for absorbing excess sebum. We have organic flax, organic aquatic mint, and we have flax as well, which is great for volumizing.
Well, I do say, Janice, that there is nothing like feeling like your hair is in shape for your mood and your... It really just kind of makes you feel like you've got your life in control,
It does. It's a feel-good factor.
It absolutely is. So thanks for joining us on the show this morning, Janice.
Thanks, Janice.
Thank you.
You have a great day. And on this World Kindness Day, 131873, let's spread the kindness. We'd love to hear from you. Call, tell us about an act of kindness you've been the beneficiary of lately, or pump up your own tyres. Tell us about an act of kindness that you've shared with someone else. We'd love to hear from you. 131873. We'll take your calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Add some more volume to your hairstyle. Turn heads with Cloran Dry Shampoo with oat milk, from Chemist Warehouse. It leaves hair light and fresh with oat milk extract that softens and protects the hair. Quickly refresh your style between washes. It's as easy as spray and brush away. Add volume and texture with Australia's number one dry shampoo, Cloran Dry Shampoo with oat milk, 150 mils, only $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cloran Dry Shampoo with oat milk, 150 mil for $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Let's take a call. Hi there, Don in Carlingford.
Good morning, Don.
Yeah, good morning. I suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. And actually, I've got an article in front of me with one of your magazines, Wellness. I can't see a date on it, but Living with Invisible Illness by Delvin Yasser. You know, that fits my story to be me, as if I'm reading about myself.
Okay. Mm.
And it attacks you at various times during the day.
Yes.
But my worst time usually is about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And honestly, I just crash. Sometimes my son's got to help me get into bed, put my pyjamas on.
Chronic fatigue's been around for a long, long time, Don, and gained a little bit of... news many years ago with children with glandular fever who are left with these symptoms. We're seeing chronic fatigue associated with some of the viral infections that are going around, particularly the latest long COVID issue. Chronic fatigue symptoms have arisen. There's been a lot of work done, and certainly across the practitioners across the country, ubiquinol, which we mention often, is a way to start helping your cells regenerate energy at cellular level. You can get some capsules from the pharmacy, 150 milligram, 150 milligram. Take one in the morning, one in the afternoon. You've got to also, too, nutritionally, and Sal will mention this, you've got to put petrol in the tank, Don. You can't expect everything to work without having some reserves of energy. So your nutritional input, balanced, as Sal's going to tell us about, is fundamental to that as well. But please give the ubiquinol a go. We've seen amazing improvements over time. Takes a few weeks before you really start to kick in, but you can do something.
And I couldn't agree more, GQ. Supplementation is so important. Like I'm going to share with you some foods that I think are great, but also supplementation. And same with the foods. It takes time for the body. It's not the kind of thing that you see an overnight sort of turnaround in, but you want to really try and focus on, like, fish is good, seafood, dried beans, legumes, whole foods, you know, fermented foods like a yogurt or a kimchi or any of that kind of stuff is also fantastic. Berries are really helpful. And you want to try as much as you can. I know it can be harder avoiding sort of alcohol, fast foods or fried foods that you're buying. Things that kind of drain the body of energy, you know, alcohol, caffeine, that kind of thing can often make it tougher. So you want to try and support your body to, you know, as best you can.
All the best with that, Dawn, because I do hear you that when you know you have a silent or an invisible condition.
And it never goes away, Jo.
And it can be very, very hard because you feel like no one can understand what you're going through. It's a very lonely situation to be in. So
but give us a report. Tell us in a month, Dawn. Mm. Give us a call back and just say if you've been able to implement a couple of those interventions, let's just see if we can make a difference. Mm.
Just very quickly, World Kindness Day. We love it here at the House of Wellness, spreading kindness. Just want to ask, what's your favourite act of kindness, Sel?
For me, the girls and I do this thing where if we're driving around and we see someone and we feel moved to, like, say something really kind, we'll wind down the window. And it started a couple of years ago where a lady crossed the street in front of me and she looked amazing. And I said to the girls, how great does this lady look? Mm. And I wound down the window and just yelled out, you look incredible. And the beam and the smile, she was so happy and I felt good. And the girls were like, this is so nice, you know. And so we often will do that. And it has to be genuine, right? You have to genuinely be moved to it. And it's just such a nice, it's just
I
so,
do love the
so
sharing
fun.
Of a compliment, but yelling it out a window, I feel you might scare the crap out of someone.
That's the sort of thing to be teaching your children, Sal.
I love it. Gerald, very quickly, your favourite act of kindness. You're very kind. You do lots of lovely things for your community.
Oh, look, I think social contact is very important with friends, but how good is a coffee every Sunday morning?
Yes.
And it keeps the crew happy because they get miserable if they don't get one.
Thanks, GQ.
Lovely mark there. I like texting people randomly just to say, you're on my mind. I've been thinking about you. Think you're awesome. Love you. You're doing great things.
I've never gotten a text like that from you.
We'll send one today.
Okay, you're fishing a little now.
Yeah. Anyway. It's not fourth kind of day, is it?
So there's also, though, that classic, are you okay?
No, it's lovely. That's right. Well, all the best to you all on World Kindness Day. Next up, loving our liver the natural way.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's one-a-day milk thistle 42,000 for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Our number is 131-873. We've been talking about kindness on this World Kindness Day. Hi there, Milena in Geelong.
Hi, how are you?
Well, tell me, you've received an act of kindness?
No, I did it.
Oh, what did you do?
What happened? I went to the Berkeley Park Market and then in Aldi and I got some chocolate for myself. And as I was going to Cariah Village, the emergency people was next to the police station collecting money. And I thought, oh, this is beautiful. I gave him some chocolate.
And I
gave him some money. And as I was leaving, the young man said to me in Serbian, thank you very much.
Oh, that's lovely. I mean, sharing chocolate around is always going to lift people's mood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it'll be Sel handing that out in the car now.
Yeah, that's right. She's going to be handing out compliments and chocolate everywhere she
goes
through.
That's right. I'm going to up the ante.
I love it. Oh, that's great. Thanks for that call, Milena. Joyce in Bendigo, speaking about dry shampoo and you've got a little concern.
Yes, I'd heard over the radio or TV about a week ago. There was coming from America that they were taking it off the market. There was an ingredient in it that could cause cancer on the head.
There is a suspected ingredient in the US where this sort of stuff always comes out, Janice. But a couple of Joyce, if I could just reassure you, that certainly in Australia and certainly from my background in investigating the Chloran range, which we're mentioning before, their safety is their primary consideration. And there are very strict regulations in Australia, bearing in mind that those formulations are plant-based and they have practically the substance is called benzene, and there is minimal benzene exposure in Australia under the regulations. So you can use certainly products available in Australia with confidence without an issue.
And thank you, as always, to all of our callers. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au if you have any questions or after more information. Now, our liver is an essential organ in our body, performing over 500 vital functions, including removing waste products from our bloodstream, regulating our blood sugar levels, and creating essential nutrients. And joining us on the line is Victor Tabala, a naturopath who will tell us how we can learn to love our liver a natural way. Hi there, Victor.
Hi there, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Sally, GQ, nice to be here once again.
Yes, well, tell us, what is the first step we can take to support our liver health?
Well, the first step is, well, we've got to consider the fact that the liver is actually part of our digestive system. So some of the basics that you would hear about, of course, is to make sure that you do hydrate properly, so plenty of water. Also increasing the amount of fibre that you have in your diet. So two of the best ways, of course, is to increase your fruits and vegetables, but also include other substances that are high in fibre, such as psyllium husks, which you can also add to juices or to smoothies, for example. Also good sources of protein. So when I'm talking about protein, chicken, lamb and beef, but always consider, if you can, where possible, to go for either organically grown or free-range source meats, because that way you do limit the amounts of potential toxins that may be available in the meat as well.
Victor, are there specific herbs or plants that could help with natural liver detoxification?
Oh, yes, you come to the right place. there's some wonderful herbs, and there's two in particular I'm going to talk about today. So the first one is milk thistle. So milk thistle is a herb that's been used in traditional Western herbal medicine. It's the seeds of the milk thistle. And what's really good about milk thistle is that it actually is important to not only improve or enhance liver health, but it also has liver protecting properties. So it's a herb that you can use every day, particularly if you're one that could be exposed to chemical exposure. So if you're someone that works alongside chemicals such as paints, for example, on an everyday basis, or if you happen to be working in areas where there's a lot of high pollution, that's a very important herb you can take every day to help support liver health and protect your liver as well. Plus, the other bonus about milk thistle is it can also help to relieve symptoms of indigestion, such as digestive discomfort, flatulence, and also abdominal bloating, and that sort of uncomfortable feeling of fullness that you may have every now and then after big meals. And the other herb that I love this herb, globe artichoke. So we know globe artichoke mainly for its fruit or vegetable, which is basically the immature flower that you find in a lot of hors d'oeuvres or served with olive oil, for example.
Yum.
But the key, absolutely. I remember Luke Hines and I talking about globe artichoke a few years ago and the recipes that he's got under his up his sleeve. But what's really good about the globe artichoke is the leaf. And the leaf is actually supporting what we call the body's natural channels. So these are basically like your elimination channels in the system, like obviously your bowel and also the urinary tract. And what the leaf can actually help do is to help support our elimination of body waste. So that is the true detoxification process that you're experiencing when taking globe artichoke leaf, to help improve those elimination channels to really get rid of waste.
Now, Victor, let's cut to the chase here. We've had the fluffy stuff. What about cholesterol management? Can these herbs help me balance my cholesterol levels?
Potentially it can, and particularly when it comes to, well, both herbs really, because when it comes to cholesterol, we know that the liver plays a very important role. So however way you're managing your cholesterol, like if you're taking medication or if you are taking or considering natural options, it's always a key thing to be able to improve or support your liver health. So again, you can take milk thistle, and of course, some of the ways to eliminate cholesterol is, of course, through the bowel when you're having a lot of high fiber diet. So again, the globe artichoke can be a very important herb. And the good thing is there are supplements available in both capsule and liquid that literally help to cleanse the liver. So, and it contains both the globe artichoke and the milk thistle together. So there's certainly some handy options there.
Wonderful. As always, thanks so much, Victor.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me once again.
Thanks, Victor.
You have a great day, and we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Take advantage of Thompson's herbal expertise with Thompson's One A Day Milk Thistle 42,000 at Chemist Warehouse. The formula's high potency natural herbal extract protects the liver and maintains digestive system health based on traditional Western herbal medicine, all in a quick one a day dose. With a new look but same trusted formula, Thompson's One A Day Milk Thistle 42,000 is $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's One A Day Milk Thistle 42,000 for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Great as always to share the last hour with you. If you're after more House of Wellness, head along to Channel 7 today at midday. The House of Wellness TV is back, and there's a great story off the back of liver health, I must say, around
what are you looking at me
non-alcoholic for? Drinks, like mm-hmm. non-alcoholic wines and the like. Mm-hmm. And I love it because it's sophisticated flavours these days.
It's right. Having a massive resurgence, I think. People are really enjoying the ability to have options.
We should try that.
Yeah. Yes. It's appropriate if you feel like you need a little bit of break. There's a lift out today.
We have Delta Goodrin on the Wellness November lift out in News Limited newspapers. Lovely photo and lots of good articles.
Also, midweek family meals in that particular lift out cell,
please help send my way.
Come on, I look to you. You're my advice on that.
Even I need fresh inspiration, so I'm looking forward to having a read.
Yes, well. As always, we say thank you to Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. And Gerald, Sal, great to see you. We'll be back next week.
Bye, Gerald.